From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A series of bomb blasts killed nearly 150 people in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities Monday. The blasts involving car bombs and suicide attacks, claimed by the Islamic State, took place in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. The militant group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. Russia, which backs Mr. Assad, has a naval base in Tartus and an air base north of Jabla. A Kremlin spokesman said the attacks underscore the need to continue the negotiating process. The U.S. condemned the attacks by the IS group, also known as Daesh. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We're obviously going to continue efforts to destroy Daesh in the region. We understand that Daesh represents a threat that is palpable to all in Syria and in Iraq. I think what it highlights is the need, urgent need, to get a political process moving forward that can resolve the civil war in Syria so that all parties can turn their attention to Daesh.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned Monday's attacks, noting an escalation in military activity across Syria. IS terrorists Monday also claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings, one outside an army recruitment center in Yemen's southern city Aden, the other outside the Badr army base that killed more than 40. More protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in several cities Monday. In Nairobi, riot police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse some 100 demonstrators before they could get close to commission headquarters. Other protests against electoral bias took place in Kisumu, where reports say one person was killed, Mombasa, and Kakamega. Protesters want the commission disbanded. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces say they have retaken agricultural areas of the village of Garma near Fallujah, the western Iraqi city held by Islamic State. Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced a combined ground offensive to retake the city. There are hundreds of IS militants in Fallujah. The offensive is expected to last weeks. President Obama, in an address in Hanoi Tuesday, spoke of the benefits of closer ties between the two former Cold War adversaries.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together. We welcome more Vietnamese students to America than from any other country in Southeast Asia. And every year, you welcome more and more American tourists.
He also touted the benefits of a Trans-Pacific Free Trade Pact that will bring, as well as closer security ties. But Mr. Obama acknowledged differences remain over matters such as human rights. He said upholding the rights of free speech, assembly, and religion are universal that won't threaten a country's stability. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in sharing the burden of addressing the world's largest humanitarian crises. Mr. Erdogan spoke Monday in Istanbul at the start of a two-day UN summit convened against the backdrop of a massive migration to Turkey of Syrian and Iraqi civilians fleeing war. Analysts say the presence of some 3 million migrants on Turkish soil makes the country the world's largest host of displaced people, part of what the UN calls the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. South Korea Tuesday said an unspecified number of North Korean workers fled their jobs in Shanghai, China, and are seeking asylum in South Korea. Media reports say two or three North Koreans fled to an unidentified Southeast Asian nation early this month. Last month, a group of 13 North Koreans who worked at a North Korean-run restaurant in eastern China defected to the South. Philippines' presumptive president-elect Rodrigo Duterte said Monday that he will allow the burial of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos at the Philippines Heroes Cemetery, despite strong opposition. Marcos fled to Hawaii in 1986 following a popular revolt that ended his 20-year rule. He died in exile in 1989. Mr. Duterte created a separate controversy Monday by announcing he will free former President Gloria Arroyo, who has been under hospital detention for 5 years on corruption charges. South African authorities Monday detained three Chinese vessels and dozens of crewmen for allegedly fishing illegally in Indian Ocean waters off Port Elizabeth. Inspectors found hundreds of tons of squid on board. South Africa has a 200 nautical mile economic exclusion zone unless one has a permit. Crew members have been detained. Captains could face fines and imprisonment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.